NFL experience, then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field.
Live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Welcome into Hour 2, everyone. Welcome into Hour 2. If you've listened to Hour 1, we had a very spirited first hour talking about Tim Tebow. We brought Todd Furman on from Fox Bet Live to talk about Medina Spirit and this whole Triple Crown deal and the Preakness taking place. We also touched on NBA Hall of Fame class.
Can we give Flex a round of applause for what he did that last 2 or 3 minutes? That boy was on his A game right there.
Hey, man, yeah. I love my hoops, man. I love my hoops.
He was on it. Round of applause for Plaxico Burress, baby.
And a round of applause to everyone out there. A round of applause for everyone out there listening to the show, tuned in. Shouts out to our affiliates that support us as well. Shouts out to our salespeople, man. We had a great sales call the other week. And I tell you what, we got such an amazing group that we work with. Shouts out to them for the support and the backing that we get from them. Welcome into the show. Those voices that you heard, that's TJ Houshmandzadeh, that's Plaxico Burress, I'm LeVar Arrington. You're listening to Up on Game. Make sure you subscribe wherever you can get your podcast from to Up on Game, the podcast. Yeah, check us out. All right, we're in Hour 2, and coming out of the break, I was asking the question, is Teddy Bridgewater throwing shape or keeping it real with his former team? On NFL.com. Perhaps Broncos QB Teddy Bridgewater's recent comments about the Panthers' preparation for key situations last season are indicative of a case of sour grapes. Or maybe the veteran signal caller was offering legitimate advice to his former coaches. It might be a little bit of both. All right. I'll just say this. For offensive coordinator Joe Brady's growth, that organization, they'll have to practice different things in different ways, Bridgewater told the All Things Covered podcast with Patrick Peterson and Brian McFadden. One thing we didn't do much of when I was there, we didn't practice 2 minutes, really. We didn't practice red zone. You walk through the red zone stuff, and then Saturday you come out and practice red zone, but you'd only get like 15 live reps. Guys, reps would be limited. So for his part, Panthers head coach Matt Rhule said he was disappointed in the remarks. But before you throw shade at Teddy Bridgewater for his performance as the Panthers starting QB, it's important to note that he was pointing out significant differences from the traditional schedule and the team's approach to the practice week. Most NFL teams utilize a schedule that features the following daily emphasis. Sunday, and y'all tell me if y'all agree with this. Sunday is the game. Monday is film review, light workout. Tuesday is recovery day. Wednesday, first and second down. Thursday's third down blitz. Friday, red zone, 2-minute drill. Saturday, walkthrough. That's what he gave. He said that this was, I guess, I don't know. They gave another example of it. Who cares? We got enough information from this to formulate an opinion. More often, and I've been a part of this. I don't know if you guys have been a part of this. You play for multiple teams. Every single time you have something to say about your former team after you're not there, you're disgruntled, you're upset, you're bitter, you're hateful. All those different things are used to describe how you explain your organization. Now, for me, I played for Washington. They sucked. They still kind of suck. And now to really, you know, I mean, they came on a little bit last year. And it looks as though, like, Wright and all those guys are really Tim Hightower's in there. Shots out to them. It looks like they're trying to make it a better place. But
you was right the first time.
There was no reason for anyone to even question the fact that this was a dysfunctional and unorganized operation and was grossly underachieving with the amount of talent and the star-studded cast of coaches that they brought in year out. But yet and still, when I pointed out obvious things when I left and went to the New York Giants, I was accused of being a guy that hated the team and hated what, you know, all these different things, and it was all based around me. But in reality, I was just stating what my experience was. I was stating what I saw as clear facts as to why things didn't work out. Is that the case here with Teddy Bridgewater and what he's saying in terms of why he may or may not have had more success in Carolina? Because we all know if the structure is not correct, then you cannot expect for there to be success in a confused and really a messy home. So what is your guy's take on it? Is it shade, or was he just giving some perspective on why it went the way that it went?
I mean, honestly, it's always a little bit of both. And you got to look at Teddy Bridgewater. He comes into the league with Mike Zimmer, old school coach. Very similar practice week that we are used to. You come in on Monday. If you're banged up, you get in early. You see that you go to the training room. You watch the game from the previous day. You do a light workout. Tuesday, you do your community work. Really, your recovery day. If you feel good, you go in, do a little recovery. You get out and do work in the community. Wednesday's first and second down. That's the big boy. You know, you got short yardage and stuff like that. Thursday, you go third down. And then blitz. And then Friday is red zone in 2 minutes. That was a normal practice week when I played. Teddy Bridgewater comes in with Mike Zimmer. I'm sure he did that as well. He goes into the Saints. Oh, Sean Payton, he's also old school. Similar schedule. You go to the Carolina Panthers, you have Matt Rhule, and a lot of these coaches, because when Chip Kelly left Oregon and he went to the Eagles, he came with this different practice schedule where guys were practicing on Tuesday. Like, Tuesday was no longer the day off. They were practicing on Tuesday.
Oh no.
And so people started trying different things. And so it was different than what Teddy Bridgewater was accustomed to.
Did they have off, TJ?
They had Monday off, and then Friday was,
but
in essence.
Monday is always kind of off.
You have to take Monday off. But this is what they were doing. Friday was operating as Tuesday. Friday was just a walkthrough. Right. And then on Saturday,
they practice on Saturdays.
But it's not really a practice plex.
It's probably a walkthrough.
No. They do a full speed. They'll go like what he said, 15 live plays. That's the Friday. The right. Saturday turned into the Friday practice, but those 15 live plays were on Saturday. And what he's saying is that's not enough, because if we actually practice on Friday, like I was used to with the Minnesota Vikings and the New Orleans Saints, we're going to get way more than 15 plays, but we only get these 15 plays on Saturday because guess what? Tomorrow's game day. We can't do too many.
There's no reason to do live reps on a Saturday. That sounds asinine.
Hey, that is like the new regime. A few years ago, when I was going into the facility to help out with the wide receivers.
What's the sense in that?
What are you guys doing on Friday? Say nothing. We don't have Friday practice no more. We practice on Saturday. So I'm like, y'all have the Friday practice on Saturday, then y'all get on the plane and travel?
What's the sense in that?
But
that
see,
makes
Friday,
no sense.
That practice on Saturday is not really a Friday practice.
Why take any live reps on a Saturday?
Because science has told them, I believe, it's better to do some full speed stuff on Saturday. And that's why I wish you get all these sports performance directors that went to school and have all these big degrees, and they say, hey, it's actually better to do a walkthrough on Friday.
Well, science,
let's do this on Saturday.
Science says that you have more energy when you have you know physical relations as well. And you know what? We're not allowed to be with our families and stuff like that on game eve. You're not allowed to just hang out and just stretch out on game eve. So, I mean, science says you have more energy after that. So, I mean, why do we have curfew? Like science says. There's a lot of things you could use to justify things. With science doesn't mean that it's the right thing.
LeVar, do you actually know that they have like GPS devices strapped to the shoulder pads, and after the practice they go in and look at the data, and the player will come in the next day and they'll be like, you didn't give enough energy yesterday.
Dude,
what? Look, it accounts
Plex,
your steps,
you did an internship
calories.
Like I did, Plex. You did an
it's
internship
crazy.
Like I did. I did an internship, LeVar and Plex, no lie. This is Marvin Lewis with the Bengals. It shocked me. In the middle of practice, they had like a 25-minute break where everybody had their personalized smoothie in a snack. It blew my mind. I said, Marvin, we had guys getting IVs in practice when I played for you, and now you're having a smoothie and snack break? Are you kidding me?
That's the new –
I couldn't believe it.
I mean, I will say this, though. I mean, we
– Got to hydrate.
There's been some barbaric moments that I've been – I mean, I almost died, guys. I almost died playing football.
What?
The same year that Corey Stringer passed away of heat exhaustion, I went into a hospital with heat exhaustion. Like, with that training camp with Marty Schottenheimer, I went – like, I was going so hard, and our practices were hard. And we were having two-a-day practices where we were thumping, and I mean straight thumping. And I had to get, like, 5 bags of IV fluid in me. I couldn't see color. I lost my ability to see color. I could Hey, Plex, I got a migraine so bad. I got a migraine so bad I couldn't see my arm. All I could see was my hand. I told them to bring me a cell phone so I could call my parents and tell them I love them because I thought I was dying, man. Like, and hey, I was so dehydrated.
That's not a migraine. That's everybody dream.
Bruh, I literally was dehydrating to death. So I will say there have been moments in time where you could sit there and you say, you know what? You could hydrate us. We could. I mean, heck, I wouldn't be opposed to IV stations. You know, people do them drips and all that stuff. Get an IV station.
Dude, we had guys getting IVs in practice.
I mean,
y'all.
Why not?
In practice.
Why right? not?
Exactly.
Why not? Like, it makes sense. We spend all this. If you're willing to spend millions of dollars on the commodity and that you're going to use to get the best performances, why not have things like that available right there? Like, going into an ice bath isn't just enough.
Brother, if you're getting an IV in practice, that practice is entirely too hard. Practice should be to fine-tune things so that you're ready to go on Sunday.
Okay, like, but maybe that's the point, though. Maybe the point is that we've had to learn how hard and how things are being done to be able to do it better and protect guys better. Because
that's why, hence the schedule change and these new age coaches and Matt Rhule and Chip Kelly, that's why they've done what they've done. But the players that came in with old-school coaches, Mike Zimmer, Sean Payton, and what Teddy Bridgewater is used to, he's like, hold up. No.
Man,
I'm not used to the schedule. I'm not playing well. It's the schedule.
Man, well, first of all, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we ain't here talking about practice. Oh, my God. Hey, but look, but getting back to the Teddy Bridgewater thing, man, like, I can understand his frustration. You know, he had a very significant knee injury up in Minnesota, which didn't really allow him to really get out and play and be the franchise quarterback that he wanted to be. And, you know, going five years in 4 places, Minnesota, New Orleans, Carolina, and Denver. And as a quarterback, you know, you really can't put your feet on the ground and establish, you know, who you are as a player if you're on, like, multiple teams in so many years. So he hasn't really been able to set his foundation, you know, gather a rapport with his wide receivers, digest the playbook, and really be in a place where he felt like he was accepted. So he goes to Carolina for a 3-year, $63 million deal. He plays 1 year. Now they trade you away for the sixth round pick in the draft. He made $24 million more of money than he had made it in his whole NFL career, but to be traded away for a 6th-round pick to Denver, of course it's going to make you a little salty. And plus, you know, you get this guy Matt Rhule comes in. He comes in from Baylor. And a lot of these college coaches that come from the college program to the NFL, those programs and the practices and the schedules doesn't work with the veterans because they understand, and a guy like Teddy Bridgewater, who has played, you know, quarterback in the National Football League, he understands how a practice and how a practice week should go. For him not to get the reps that he needs in the red zone or 15 live reps, I mean, that's just not enough for a quarterback going into a Sunday talking about, man, we only got 15 reps of the red zone. That's unacceptable. So he understands what he needs as a quarterback for him to feel comfortable going into Sunday. I don't know about y'all, but when I did practice during the week, like, I didn't like to drop a ball during the week.
Right.
If I dropped the ball during the week, I was like, you know what? I went harder the next day. And dropping the ball on Friday was just completely unacceptable because that was the last.
The focus is off.
Yeah. Going into a Sunday game, if you dropped the ball on Friday, you was like upset with yourself.
Right.
So you got to understand what we expect from ourselves as players, but if the coaches is not giving it to us, it doesn't make us feel confident.
So it sounds as though
going into the Sunday,
it sounds as though he was raising an accountability situation where the accountability to the success of the player and of the team was based upon the way that you're preparing. Is what it sounds like you're saying, Plex.
Right. He felt that they wasn't prepared enough. Going into the Sundays, he's running into situations that they have not practiced.
But yeah. You know what should have happened? When you're the quarterback of the team, you go talk to the offensive coordinator and the head coach and say, hey, can we adjust this? This is what I'm used to. I'm not really comfortable with what we're doing. Can we adjust this? I feel it's affecting my game. That's what you do.
Yeah. But you can't adjust this on the field while you're playing. Now you're a quarterback. You're in the center. You're seeing something that you ain't never seen before.
What I'm saying is
y'all ain't practicing. How do you adjust to that?
If you felt the practice wasn't to your liking and it wasn't conducive to you performing at your best, you ask them, can we adjust our practice schedule? Because this is what I'm used to. I feel this will make me perform better on Sunday. That's what you do. And we all know when you're the quarterback and you go ask for that, it's probably going to happen.
All right, guys. We want to hear from the callers and we want to hear from the fans because this is one of those fan topics where you could either get a fan that understands it sensibly and gives a sensible perspective, or they're just a fanatic and they're going to give you a fanatic's perspective. Either way, you're welcome and entitled to what your opinion is, and we want to hear it. So call in, 877-996-6369. Let's not just make it about Teddy Bridgewater. You've experienced a player that has played for your favorite team that ended up going to a different team, and when you heard them say something about your former team, if it was a criticism of any sort, did you view it as being shade? Did you view it as it just being a criticism of what took place? We want to hear from you. That's, again, 877-996-6369. You're listening to Up On Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burris. Hey, we're going to take your calls on the other side of this break. So, yeah, think about it. Call in. Please stay on topic. All right. Listen to Fox Sports Radio.
It's my quarterback.
Alcohol. Just because I had maybe one, maybe two drinks? What, now that makes me an alcoholic?
Man, I'm still looking for the avocado tequila.
Golly, I need me some avocado tequila.
I don't know, man. Maybe the goat knows some people that we don't know.
Hey, you know what else I need? I need a Navien tankless water heater, all right? Enjoy spa-like comfort and save big on your water bill with a Navien tankless water heater. Go tankless with Navien, all right? You can save hundreds on a new Navien tankless water heater with local rebates. Visit tanklessmadesimple.com. Shouts out to Navien.
All right, you know what's crazy?
What it is?
I was wondering where you going to read that ad, right?
Yep.
I have one in my house. True story.
How cool is that?
I went down there and looked, and I was like, oh, wow.
Tell us about it.
I have
one.
Oh,
wow. I got half
that's
one.
That's when you know you got money.
that boy got a new house.
Navien. You can't have money.
I have one in the crib.
That man I went downstairs and discovered that I had a Navien water.
That boy got a brand new house.
No lie, though. I went and looked, and I was like, oh, Navien, baby, there we go. Okay.
Is the water hot?
Hey, the water is. Hey, you know what's crazy? It's hot and it stays hot. You know, back in the day, growing up how we grew up, you got that water heater, you use too much hot water, the people behind you can't. Man, you take unlimited showers, baby, stays hot.
Oh, man, I got unlimited.
Y'all so crazy. All right, well, there you go. Shots out to Navien. You are in the Hushmanzada household, and you're so just hot. Discovered. I mean, so hot when you need it. Just when you need it, though. Okay, so we're talking about outrage versus criticism. Let's go out to our call lines, and the first one I want to go to is, let's go to Wood in Houston. Talk to your boy. What we got going on, Wood? What's your opinion, hate or just criticism?
Hey, actually, I want to talk about y'all was talking about Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah. And matter of fact, I want to let y'all fellas know, I appreciate the information y'all giving us, a little insight on y'all when y'all was playing football and how practice was going and everything like that. Because it's really good for the fans to kind of hear those things, kind of let us be in y'all shoes a little bit, to hear through y'all, you know, your own mouths and things of that nature.
Yeah.
Now, getting back to Teddy Bridgewater, I don't know who it was that made a statement that Teddy probably should have went to the coaching staff and brought it to their attention.
No, that was the guy from Cincinnati.
Yeah, that was TJ.
Okay, Teddy couldn't do that. I mean, the reason why I say Teddy couldn't do that, because Teddy's coming off an injury. He's trying to establish that he's a young quarterback that's still trying to show that he can make it in this league and be a franchise quarterback. So with a new coaching staff, you going in there and you want to make sure you don't ruffle any feathers. If they're coming
they
up
would.
With some
when
changes,
they give you the type of contract that they gave Teddy Bridgewater,
you better talk.
You can do that. You're the quarterback of a team. When they give you that contract, we have an open relationship. We have to be able to communicate.
I want to finish listening to what he got to say.
I don't know. No, sir. You got to remember the world we still live in. You know, even though they're giving him that kind of money, remember the world we're living in here. There are certain players can demand certain things. Teddy cannot demand things. When he has to understand, and I think he did, he understood that, hey, you know what? These coaches are coming in here. This may not be the regular way that we do things in the NFL. They're making some changes. Hey, this is what they want to do. I want to be a part of this team, this organization. I'm moving forward with it. Now, if that's a Tom Brady, like he went to Tampa Bay, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Breeze, quarterbacks along that level, yeah, they may can go in, demand a few things, talk to the coaching staff, and they're going to hear them. But Teddy Bridgewater, he haven't established enough on the NFL level to the point where he can walk in there and even suggest anything.
So you're pro word. Player you're in the situation. We appreciate you. Demand.
No, appreciate you don't demand
great,
anything.
Great answer.
All right, we appreciate great that. Answer. Let's keep it.
No, that's not. No.
Go ahead. You can address it, and then we're going to move on to the next
call. You don't demand anything. You don't demand anything. You tell them what
I,
you feel.
I appreciate
if
what
they don't
he just
change
said.
It, if they don't change it, that's fine. You're not demanding nothing.
Well, he gone now. It don't matter.
You say, hey, this is what I would like. And they don't do it. Okay, there you go. I just told you what I would prefer.
They ain't doing it for Russell Wilson. What do you think they going to do it for Teddy Bridgewater?
Oh, it's completely different. A change of practice schedule and input. That's completely different.
I could see where Wood was coming from and what he was saying, but I kind of do fall on the side of what TJ's saying. Like if you're being brought in to be the starter of the team, and you are the talent that you believe can turn this franchise around, and you're a new coaching staff, Teddy should have the ability and the confidence. That's a key word here. He should have the confidence to be able to communicate with the coaching staff as right. to what makes him most comfortable and most confident in being able to approach the game week. And that should be certainly respected and listened to and taken into consideration in terms of how you right. approach what you're doing. So that's the side I fall on. But let's go to another caller. Is it hate or is it criticism? Let's go to Hank in Virginia. What you got, Hank?
What's up, 757? What's up,
what
Lex?
Up? What up, TJ? Hank?
What up, bro? What
LeVar,
you got?
Yeah. Man, look, can I gloat before I start picking on Teddy Bridgewater? Can I gloat a little bit?
Go ahead and gloat.
Who had Micah Parsons going to the Cowboys from the jump?
You did, Hank.
You did, Hank.
You
now,
did.
Now, let me tell you guys something. Listen, LeVar. Cowboy Nation is all hating all over Parsons. I'm going to let you that know now. They're all over Jabril Cox, which, hey, great pick at round four. But they're picking holes in my guy already, man.
Well, you know, give them some time. They will see the light, believe you me.
They're talking about Dan Quinn. Last time I checked, Dan Quinn, the Falcons team, was bouncing interceptions off their chest.
Hey, Hank, let me tell you something. We always stay on top, but you probably would have been hung up on by now.
Yeah,
but
you're
talking
right.
about
Micah
Parsons from Penn State.
You're right.
So LeVar going to keep you on the
right.
line.
Hank, please stay on topic.
I knew where I was going.
Hank, LeVar stay on topic. You are right. You know what? You're right.
Hey,
you're right.
LeVar going to keep you on the line.
Guilty.
Only because you are talking about Micah Parsons in Penn State.
Hey, I know.
But at least I'm able to admit it.
Of the show.
Okay,
I
Hank.
Got it.
Hank, stay on topic. Is it hate or is it criticism?
Man,
yeah.
Come on, bro. I mean, look, Justin Herbert got put in because a guy got his lung punctured. And everyone knows she's going his way, right? Right? He was sitting on the bench just jumping like a ball and piece of music, and they're like, you got to play, bro. So come on,
oh
Teddy, you're professional.
Look, you don't
have to demand respect if you can command respect. Mm. How about I say, you know, guys, let's do a few, you know, drills after practice. He could have done that with his people, and I'm sure the coach would have been all right.
I wouldn't have been there.
He could have tried, though. I mean,
Not on Saturday.
I'm out.
No, sir.
Well, I mean, any other time of the week, you know, not necessarily Saturday. Let's go. Oh,
I'm busy the rest of the week.
So he doesn't command any respect. Is what you're saying.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, there you go. Man. We appreciate the call, Hank.
Hey, Hank, man, you are funny, man. Hey. Oh, my gosh.
That's good. Hey, let's go to Andre in Massachusetts. What's up, Dre?
What's going on, guys?
What's up? And we do have your game,
hey,
man.
Dre,
we just
you're a regular, baby.
We have
you're
not,
a regular.
We have not been in the same place to sign it, so that's why it has not been sent out to you yet. But just know, we do know. So go ahead, Hank. Go ahead.
Dre.
Go ahead, Dre.
Go ahead. Back to the, you know, we try to be a congratulator versus a player hater, but I think there's a little bit of hateration on Teddy's part, and I'm going to tell you why. Listen, Teddy Bridgewater, he's looking across the way. Sam Darnold, what did he throw for 2,000 yards, 9 touchdowns, and 11 interceptions last year? Teddy Bridgewater's looking at this guy and he's like, listen, I threw for 3,000 yards, 15 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. I think he feels some type of way that they shipped him out for this question mark quarterback. And so as he's going out the door, you know, he feels entitled, you know, to throw a couple shots. Now he's going to a situation in Denver where Fangio is saying it's going to be a 50-50 split. He has to fight for his job, where he's feeling like he did a pretty good job in Carolina and they better deal him. I believe in Teddy Bridgewater. I think it would be nice to have him, frankly, here in New England. We got Mac Jones. But I think that all these things together put him in a position to feel some type of way. So he threw some shots out at Matt Rhule as he was going out of the door. He may have a point, seeing as how we don't know, you know, this Sam Darnold, they want to crown him and things of that nature. Teddy Bridgewater's been a journeyman player, but he's shown up. He balled for the Saints. He did good work last year for Carolina. So I just think all these things together, he's feeling a certain type of way. He threw these shots out there. You say sometimes you can be the better man, but I think he actually has some valid points to feel how he's feeling.
Hey, Dre, yes. I'm going to bring Iowa Sam into the scenario here, and we want to know if this is hate or a criticism or an observation. Sammy, can you put us up on a little bit of game right now?
Well, if we're referring to the fact I was wating to hear my old local show on another network, and Andre, I heard you calling in the Max Kellerman show.
Oh,
waited all day
man.
To get on. Andre is a sports talk radio listener to the team.
Dre, is this hate or is this just observation?
Observation.
You using these sports platforms to build up your reel, which, by the way, if you're building a media reel up by going on the show, being a caller and waiting to do it, it's actually freaking brilliant that you're doing it because you do deliver very good calls, Dre. Go ahead. What say you to this, Dre?
Man, I got to congratulate. I see people that's at a place that I'm trying to get to, so whenever I have the opportunity, even for a short time, to get into those programs, I got to be hungry for it, you know? So I appreciate
that's what I'm
it.
Talking
I'm
about.
I'm your,
Dre.
I'm not at your level, that's clear, but I got to work hard.
Hey, Dre.
Try to get there.
Listen to me. You got an elevator pitch right now. We're giving it to you up on game. Tell the stations out here, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, any other station out here, tell them on our show why they should bring in Dre to be a part of their station and broadcast. Go, now. Elevate.
My name is Andre King. I'm the Cape Cod Kid. We do Sand City Sports. Holla at your boy, hardest worker next to TJ Houshmandzadeh. I know about his story from Lemon Pepper Parlay. I don't work as hard as TJ. Maybe as hard as Plax and LeVar. Give me a shot. I'm going to get in there and do what I need to do.
Bam. All right, there you go, Dre.
Boom.
All right. Hey, make sure y'all give Dre a hit, all right, you know, because he's pretty cool, actually. Hey, Ralph, speaking of pretty cool, what we got trending?
Just a little bit of NBA basketball, guys. Three games going on right now in the third quarter. Brooklyn, a 75-67 lead over the Chicago Bulls. Having a day is Kyrie Irving. He's gotten 20 points, but here comes Kevin Durant adding 12 points, 8 rebounds already in this contest. Meanwhile, Charlotte playing in New York and the Knicks with a 74-66 advantage, 5:23 to play in the third quarter of that contest. Julius Randle leading the way. He has 20 points and 7 assists. Reggie Bullock also 14 points. for the Knicks in that game. And the Lakers with a 78-72 lead as they play at Indiana, 6:49 to go in the third quarter of that contest. Of course, LA needs to win out their games and have a little bit of help if they can move out of the play-in game status. Anthony Davis, a big day already. 26 points, 9 rebounds. LeBron has 17 in his return. What's the groan for?
Man, TJ over there, man.
They mad, Rob. Here we come. Mama, here come that man. That's what it is.
Hey, LeVar, don't worry. In a couple days, it'll be Mama. There's that man sitting down holding his muscle again.
Oh, exactly.
Definitely a back muscle. No doubt about it.
I don't know how appropriate that was, Ralphie. I mean, I don't know. You kind of took us off the rails on that one.
Be careful, Ralphie.
That guy strained his hamstring holding that wine glass.
Pour some red wine on it. You'll be fine. Get on out there. All right. We'll appreciate it.
Efficiency, baby.
Great update.
88 for 14. One, efficiency.
Oh, there's one more
LeBron,
thing.
LeBron, 8 for 13.
Is there
efficiency.
More? Is there more, Ralphie?
There is one more as the Rays have put up 5 runs in the fourth inning. They now lead the New York Mets 6-4. That game is in the fifth as we send it back to you up on game.
All right, all right. Let's take one more call before we go to break. I'm sorry to all the rest of you guys that are on the line. I mean, there's so many of you guys. But we got one more, and I'm going to go eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny. Texas, what's up, Nate? What's going on? You've been put up on game. What you got?
What up on game?
Criticism? Or is it just
criticism?
Hate? Or is it hate?
Criticism. I completely agree with TJ. But what an honor to speak with you guys.
Appreciate you coming on.
Hey, Var, Plags, TJ, y'all are all really awesome.
See, Nate, there's nothing wrong with what he just did right there. Guys, that is the picture-perfect way of coming into a show as a caller, what our boy Nate just did now. God. All right, go ahead, Nate. Go ahead. You got it.
All right, man. Well, if you're the owner of your company or your boss or, you know, whatever we want to call these people nowadays,
okay.
If they put you in charge of the business, it's your job to handle it then. You can't come back and gripe about it later.
I mean, you can, but is it a criticism or is it hate?
I hate that he said it. Teddy's on his last leg, no pun intended.
Yikes.
Wow.
So I don't mean that in a bad way.
Yeah, we get what you're saying. Go ahead. We get what you're saying. I mean, this is his third team in what, two years?
He's running out of time. He should have took charge of the situation to handle his business while he had the chance.
Maybe he was.
Yeah, speaking for Teddy, he had a very gruesome knee injury up there in Minnesota.
Yes, sir.
So he's never really been able to really get his feet on the ground. You say he on his last leg.
But he had a great showing in New Orleans.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Yo, he threw for 3,500 yards last year.
He had a great showing.
Nope, McCaffrey, in and out of lineup, hurt. I think he did a great job.
Yeah, they didn't get rid of McCaffrey for being injured all season.
You think they didn't?
McCaffrey was on my fantasy team. I know about that.
He did you dirty then, Nate.
Yeah, he did.
We appreciate you coming on, Nate. All right, so this whole – to me, I think I'm with the whole thought process that there is – a truth in the center of all of it, but I can't say that it is egregious of Teddy Bridgewater to point out something that, in his opinion, if you're asking, see, this is the one thing that I've always had a problem with as it applies to how things are reported and how they are interpreted by the consumer, is that if you're asked a question by the media and you give a candid response, an honest response, how do we always find ourselves saying, ooh, did he just say that? Like, you asked the question. I could see if Teddy Bridgewater came into an interview situation. And he goes into the interview situation and he says, you know what, like, unsolicited, not even asked, let me tell y'all this, I love the Broncos. The Broncos do this, and it's totally different than what I was dealing with when I went to the Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers don't do this. They don't have the right structure. They didn't put us in position to have success. I could see if he did it that way. Then, to me, that is a little bit of hate. That's hate. And it's hate,
right.
And you want it to hate. And for what it's worth,
I'm okay with hate. I'm okay when somebody hates, because you know what? Employers do the same thing. Employers will do the same. They will sit there and they will tell you why we minimized or didn't use this guy or went in a different direction, whether it's true or not. But we don't look a lot of times, which this may be changing because of fantasy football and the way betting is going right now. But in traditional historic value from fans, fans will always side with the franchise. Franchises can do things exactly the same way a player would handle and do things, and they won't get the same type of flack that the player will get. It's like, oh, you aren't loyal to the team. You didn't do this with the team. If the team comes out, like, I'm one of the brightest dudes that you'll meet. Like, no, I ain't trying to, you know, blow my own self up.
It ain't like that here in New York.
I'm a bright, yeah, well, you know, they will jump on you in New York, but that's quick. Just because they jump on all everybody right. in New York. But
okay.
But anyway, so the point I'm about to make is, it's like, I'm a pretty smart dude. And one thing for certain, I can learn a playbook. I can learn a defensive playbook. I can understand plays. I can read keys. I can tell you tendencies. I can look at formations. I can do all of those identifications. In fact, I can break them down very quickly. Could call games. We should do an up on game calling games, because I know y'all can do the same as well. I was benched for contractual dispute reasons, but yet the franchise turned it into, I can't learn a defense. Greg Williams, Joe Gibbs, they're sitting there and they're saying, well, if you make more mistakes than you do plays, then we have to start thinking about going in a different direction. Shots out and love to my man Warrick Holtman. They started Warrick Holtman over me. They called it Highway 57 when he was in the game. They could run the ball on the side of the defense that I was supposed to be in.
So
all
that's right. Why they called it Highway 57.
Hey, listen
oh
here.
My God, that's
listen
cold blood.
Oh, not, I thought not, you said that was his nickname hey, or that, something. That,
no, Highway, that's not, they called that's it not, Highway 57. He was giving. Hey, he was giving that much up. It was that's, Highway 57.
That's what the public was saying. I'm wow. just telling you what the public was saying.
Highway 57.
Why they call it Speedway?
All right. So in the end, I had come off of 3 Pro Bowls when they benched me. Like, just say what it is. Just say what it is. Listen, we got to take a break. I wish I could continue this story and finish
Highway
the entire story.
57.
And Warrick is my boy. Like, I'm not saying that to hate on him. I'm just saying.
Well, you just completely
you just did,
just,
but it's all right.
Oh,
man.
No, we hey, cool. And, no, I wasn't
if
hating
he
on
has
him.
Any kids, they're going to start calling him Highway from, 57.
From see, FedEx Field to Loudoun
now,
County.
You see what y'all do in media? You see what these people are doing right now, y'all out there?
Damn.
Don't y'all let Hey, don't y'all let TJ and Plex poison us.
I'm going to go DM Highway 57, what it do?
Man, they ain't got no service out there.
We coming back. We're going to wrap the show up. And we're going to get in our cars. Damn. And we're going to jump on the highway. And we're going to jump on Highway 57. You're listening up on game. I'm
apparently it's
TJ.
Wide open.
That's Plexico Burrs.
Hey,
now, that wasn't
free
criticism.
Rain.
That's hate from these guys. We'll be right back.
Drive how you may on Highway 57.
Oh, my gosh.
Autobahn.
Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Welcome back. Y'all can hate me now.
Ooh,
but we can't stop now. Man, y'all stop, man. Y'all listening to Up On Game. Those haters that you hear talking into your radio speaker or into your headphones, that's TJ Hushmanzada and Plexico Burrs. We've had an amazing show. If you missed anything, make sure you go to the podcast, Up On Game. You can get it, subscribe, rate it, give a comment or whatever, you know, wherever you get your podcast from. So make sure you check that out. We had conversation about Tim Tebow. We had Todd Furman on, from Fox Bet Live and Bet the Board podcast. That was a great, great segment. So if you missed anything, make sure you check us out. We got Steve Hartman and Ryan Hollins coming in, a pair of Bruins. They're going to be talking some NBA, so that should be fun to hear. Make sure you guys stay tuned in. TJ Plex, what are y'all doing this weekend? What are y'all getting into? My twins, by the way, happy birthday to my babies. They turn 14 tomorrow, so we'll be hanging out poolside tomorrow. But what are you guys getting into today real quick?
My daughter has a softball game.
Yeah, another one. Khaled.
Yeah, she the youngest one. She decided 4 months ago she wants to play, so we got to be the best. So she's going to go play her game, and then we're going to go practice after her game to make sure she has the opportunity to be the best.
What you got, Plex?
Oh, man, I'm just relaxing. You know, we finally got some pretty halfway decent weather up in the upper Northeast. So you know what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to break down the grill. I got the chicken in there marinating, so that's what I'm going to do. And shout out to my man Terrence Mathis and his family and his wife Carol, man. His daughter graduated from Kennesaw State today.
Congrats.
One of my biggest mentors, man. I'm happy for him. And, you know, going to movies with these kids at 4 and 5 years, you know, years old, and now they're graduating college, man. We getting old, man.
Hey, man, congrats to all the graduates out there. A lot of graduations taking place. I know everybody has had to overcome the pandemic and the COVID stuff going on. But shouts out to y'all. Congratulations. Like we said, Steve Hartman is coming on with Hollins. You've listening to Up On Game. This is Fox Sports Radio. See you next week.